This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fall water releases coming. Water supply strategy gets delayed, and Vance says higher tariffs are good for the economy. Contractors wary of more water regulations. A deep disappointment with state and federal water allocations this spring. Water contractors heavily focused on fall operations. Reservoirs typically release much of their storage in September and October, that to reduce salinity for endangered Delta smelt and to make room for winter storms. Yet contractors are pressing the agencies to step away from the traditional calendar-based approach of the pre-Trump era and adaptively manage the release based on fish monitoring. It reflects the strategy behind a short-lived 2019 biological opinion later rescinded under the Biden administration. In a letter to the agency directors, the water districts argue the more flexible approach has been backing of peer-reviewed science, preserves supply for a dry year, and requires few additional resources. They reason it would prevent wasteful and unnecessary water supply impacts associated with a measure shown to be ineffective to benefit Delta smelt. Water supply strategy gets delayed to 2033. A bill up for its final votes in the legislature would boost the state's water supply by 9 million acre feet by 2040. It would do so by requiring the Department of Water Resources to develop a long-term strategy in the California Water Plan, which it updates every 5 years. New amendments to SB 366, however, would shift that timeline from the 2020 update to the subsequent 2033 version, allowing just 7 years to rapidly expand storage. Now, keep in mind, the amendments are a last-ditch effort to get the Newsom administration on board with the legislation. The Department of Finance has declared its opposition to the bill over fiscal concerns. Governor Gavin Newsom issued his own non-binding supply strategy in 2022, setting a target to expand storage by 4 million acre feet by 2040. AgriPulse Open Mic, Dave Puglia, President and CEO of Western Growers Association. This week's open mic guest is Dave Puglia. He's President and CEO of Western Growers. Consumers are showing an increased demand for fresh fruits and vegetables in their diets, but U.S. growers of these crops facing increased headwinds from a reduced water supply, increased input costs, a shortage of farm workers, and increasing state and federal regulations. Puglia says their members are looking for biological solutions to replace traditional synthetic crop protection products and robotics to offset an aging and reduced workforce. He also discusses the consequences of organic production mandates, a forced transition to electric trucks and forklifts, and a potential extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Open mic is available at www.agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vance, Trump tariffs worked, and he'll do it again. GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance is defending former President Donald Trump's threat to increase tariffs, suggesting they'll create economic growth that would offset any negative impacts on consumers. Trump has called for imposing across-the-board tariffs on imported products and increasing tariffs substantially on Chinese exports. Vice President Kamala Harris charged in her acceptance speech last week that Trump's plan could cost middle-class families as much as $4,000 each. Now, the Peterson Institute for International Economics puts the impact much lower, estimating the typical American household would lose $2,600 a year under the Trump plan. Vance, speaking on NBC News' Face the Nation, said he expects Trump to raise tariffs. He used tariffs to bring manufacturing jobs back to our country. I don't think he'll do it again. And he did it while keeping prices extremely low, Vance said. Vance argued that tariffs ultimately benefit consumers. So what some economists will say is that will actually raise costs for consumers. But what other people say, and I think the record supports this other view, is that it causes this dynamic effect where more jobs come to the country. Anything that you lose on the tariff from the perspective of the consumer, you gained in higher wages, so you're ultimately much better off. RFK Jr. suspends campaign and endorses Trump. He blasts food and ag. Former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suggests he might have a chance to reform food and agriculture policy if Donald Trump wins the presidency. Trump appeared to offer Kennedy a role in his administration at a phone call last month. Now, take note. Kennedy used Friday's announcement to go into an extended attack on the food industry and agriculture. And he said that having the chance to attack the chronic disease crisis that he links to foods and pharmaceuticals is the reason he decided to back Trump. Kennedy singled out for criticism products such as ultra-processed foods and seed oils, and he attacked the use of pesticides and food additives he claims permeate every cell of our bodies. Kennedy asserted that the FDA, the USDA, and the CDC, all of them, are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. And then Kennedy went on to declare, quote, "We're going to bring healthy food back to school lunches. We're going to stop subsidizing the worst foods with our agricultural subsidies. We're going to get toxic chemicals out of our food. We're going to reform the entire food system." Kennedy also seemed to suggest he had received some commitment from Trump. If President Trump is elected and honors his word, the vast burden of chronic disease that now demoralizes and bankrupts the country will disappear. Now keep in mind, Trump has given no indication he would try to reform farm subsidies or the school lunch program, and there's virtually no chance a Republican Congress would go along with that. It's also unlikely RFK Jr. could get confirmed by the Senate for any significant job, regardless of which party is in control of that chamber. Canadian government orders rail service to resume, quelling strike threat. Trains are supposed to begin moving across all Canadian tracks today after an order from the Canada Industrial Relations Board, which is in charge of arbitrating a contract dispute between two railroad carriers and a union representing nearly 10,000 of their workers. Canadian Pacific Kansas City was due to resume operations at midnight. Workers who had already returned to their work at the Canadian National on Friday had threatened to strike today, but now will not be able to under the CIRB order. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, a union representing the workers, said it was extremely disappointed in the CIRB's decision. Rest assured, we will challenge these rulings in court, Teamsters Canada Rail Conference President Paul Boucher wrote in a message to members on Saturday. Well, here's today's final word. Just as we would never leave a dog to suffer without care or go hungry, we should not let this neglect happen to other animals. That Brenda Forsyth, a Southern California pet veterinarian and animal rights advocate, who is the new spokesperson for a proposed ban on confined animal operations in Sonoma County. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.